Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a place where we take politics, we take culture, we take personal development, and we put it all up in a blender, and it spits out a special delivery of underdog stuff. You know, the unavoidable, the underrated, the unconventional, the unsaid, the uninhibited, the unbelievable. You get it by now, underdog stuff. And as always, we get personal about the news and the culture around here. You can go to CNN to get the coverage of the news. Or for some of you who lean to the right, you can go to Fox News and get the coverage of the news too. But what we do here is we're going to cover it. We're going to commentate about it. But we also going to get personal about it too. And as always, I take you on the journey every week. Live from the studios and the airwaves of WATR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem. We have your host, Gregory Neesmith, entrepreneur, content creator, consultant and coach, political commentator from time to time, activist, and just overall into spreading special stuff, and grateful to be able to do that every Sunday with you underdogs out there, my people. And today we're going to be talking about boycotts, because there's a lot of them. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And at the same time, keeping it real, it's hard to stand for everything. So as we go on the journey today, I'm curious, which boycotts are you participating in and which ones are you sitting out on? I'm curious. I want to get personal about the news and the culture. So that means we might talk about H&M. A lot of people out there Netflixing and chilling. I want to know, are you going to be Netflixing and chilling out, given Miss Monique and what happened with her recently? It's ironic that I get to do this show with you every Sunday, and Sundays are football days. Super Bowl's coming up. How many people still on there? Colin Kaepernick. Or have you opted out of that protest and that boycott too? Or are you still all in, even as one of the most popular TV shows there is in the world, called the Super Bowl, is about to happen next week? Why are you boycotting, or why are you not boycotting? All right, let's get into it. Happy Sunday to everybody, by the way. And if I don't sound like my normal self, and you're wondering, is there a guest host today? Gregory's still here. This is Gregory's, he's got a cold voice. This is Gregory, he's a little bit sick and under the weather. But not enough under the weather to miss doing one of my favorite things in the world, which is to be on air with you underdogs and my people. Also, just as a quick aside, I'm extra grateful because this month is the actual 3-year anniversary of me pressing the reset button on my career and on my life, leaving my job of 16 years. Also went and found my biological parents. Most of you know I was in foster care for a little bit, then adopted. So just a big reset, just closing some loops on things I was incomplete about in my life. And then also exploring this whole world of being an entrepreneur. Started a company with a couple friends around real estate investment. Also launched Underdog Stuff and the show, and It's sunk into me lately that I have a lot to be grateful for, and I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge that. And also, hopefully, if you have something to be grateful for, something that you're celebrating, an anniversary or something, acknowledge it. Acknowledge the people around you for going on the journey with you. Don't take it for granted. All right. Boycotts. Let's get personal about the news and the culture. I have been a supporter of Colin Kaepernick As many people know, he took a knee during the national anthem to bring awareness to inequalities in policing and in the justice system, and specifically for people of color, and even more specifically for Black Americans. And it sparked a lot of folks saying that they weren't going to watch football anymore, which I know for a lot of people is tough because football is one of the more popular sports and entertainment options we have out here in America, and a lot of people watch it and have a lot of family time around it and things like that. And so I actually stood, or I should say kneel, or took the stand too, and I actually stopped watching football this past preseason and regular season and playoffs. Now, full disclosure, because a lot of you listen to the show, you know how I roll, so I keep it real and I share. I don't like to keep secrets. So for people who they do know, I've watched football twice this year, and those were the two times I was in South Carolina visiting my parents. And my dad enjoys football. He wanted to watch football. I wanted to spend time with my family, so I did. But otherwise, there's been no football for me, which sucks because I'm from Philly. And my Philadelphia Eagles, of course, the year I choose to not watch any football, they would be in the Super Bowl, and I haven't seen a single Eagles playoff game, regular season game, preseason this year. So, as always, though, I'm rooting for my hometown, but I'm going to, opt out of not watching the Super Bowl, which is crazy. It's probably the first time in my life I won't be watching. What about you? Why are you, or why aren't you, boycotting the NFL? I'm just curious. No judgment. No matter what side you're on, I think it's just good to talk with one another and, you know, let folks know why you are or aren't doing what you're doing. I'd be curious. Just sucks that the year I pick, my Eagles are doing so well, and I'll just get the score update and see what happens. And the saying of, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, is, I think, appropriate, because lately there's been so many things happening in the world where there's an opportunity, especially as underdogs. Are we going to take a stand, or are we going to keep it moving? Like, for instance, H&M had the issue with a Black boy wearing a sweatshirt that said, coolest monkey in the jungle. And I'm not going to rehash the whole story because I know it happened weeks ago, and people hopefully by now know that story. And H&M, that ad sparked a lot of controversy. In South Africa, there were people rioting and trashing H&M stores. H&M actually closed down 17 of their stores in South Africa until things have calmed down. They did hire a diversity leader. We'll see. Sometimes things are more show than substance, but we'll see if that has any impact on things. But then a lot of people were like, hey, am I going to boycott H&M or not? I don't shop at H&M, so it wasn't really a challenging choice for me to go or not go. Like, I'm just going to keep not going. But what about you? Why are you, or why aren't you, boycotting H&M? Why are you, or why aren't you, boycotting the NFL? I believe we have a call on the line. Name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Barry.
Barry, talk to me.
Calling from Mount Vernon. Hey, but now, as far as the NFL, I'm a football nut ever since I was a kid. And I can say one thing, that I went all season without watching a game. And that's like a miracle. It was rough. The first few games of the season, it was really rough. And almost by habit, I was like came in from work or came from somewhere and was getting ready to turn on the game, and I had to catch myself. So I became a little more heartened and emotional about the players themselves. So when Kaepernick made this stand, it's like it was like a crescendo, you know, for my whole, you know, moving, you know, progressively, you know, and taking part in, you know, the real issues that faces so many of us. So it was an opportunity for me to really just kind of like plug in and, you know, snap out of the football, you know, ritual for a minute and plug in. There's some real serious stuff going on, you know?
There is. And question, what for those who say Barry, you not watching ain't going to make no difference. What do you say back to them?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think, well, if people make an actual boycott as far as turning in their tickets and really turning off the game, it would register throughout the networks and advertisement. And I think it would register. Well, would it really make a real change? I think the change will be as far as people really taking a stand and realizing that now where do we go from here with this here? Where's the next step with this here acknowledgement that we are important also.
Hey, I hear you, and I'm 100% behind that. I do have one more question, though, before I get you out of here, because, we get personal about the news and the culture. So I'm asking about the news, but I got to ask you some personal stuff, which is what have you been doing with your extra time now that you're not watching football most of the time on Sundays?
Oh, wow. It's a real juggling act. I'm into some other stuff also. Anyway, I've been involved in some conscious raising efforts.
Okay. But you've been working on that.
If you are familiar with it.
So you, and I love this point, which is, I'm glad you ended up going that route, which is, I'm going to say this not to you, but to other underdogs out there. See what happens when we free up some of our time and we consume less, we can create more. And I love the fact that you went from Sundays, which is nothing wrong with us wanting to unwind and watch some TV, but now you've taken that extra time to consume less and create more, which is a big deal. Well, Barry, what I will say is I'm glad that you are putting your stuff in activation, both in your boycott, but then also being out there in action.
Oh, I've been doing this for like 30-some years.
Hey, man, and I appreciate it. And please don't, I think this might be your first time, but don't let this be the last time you call in.
It is the first time speaking with y'all. I just listen off and on.
And that was Barry calling in from Mount Vernon, money earning Mount Vernon. And Barry brings up an interesting point, which is, he talked about he chose or is choosing not to watch football, and that freed up his time to do some other things. And I'm a big fan of those who are in the spirit of wanting to consume less so they can create more, which is a big deal. And he actually made me think of another question, which is for those who are boycotting, whether it's H&M, I didn't even get to Amazon yet. We didn't even get to Netflix. I'm coming for you, Netflix, Monique. We're going to get to that in a second. And actually, I think, I'm not sure, maybe, kind of, but I think there's an idea I think I want us as underdogs to get behind that I think can partially address some of the issues of racism, sexism, and discrimination in the workplace. I think, partial, not a full idea, but a partial idea I want us to get behind. We'll talk about that also when we get to Monique and Netflix. But Barry brought up an interesting point, which is, he talked about what he's doing now that he's not doing or watching football. And my question for you is, if you have chosen to not go to H&M, if you've chosen to not watch football, if you're not Netflixing and chilling, what are you doing now with that extra time or with that extra money? I'm curious, because we get personal about the news and the culture. When you take a stand and do some of these boycotts, as Barry said earlier, what happens is you now free up some of your time. You now can consume less and create more. And so now maybe those dollars you would have taken to H&M, you can go invest. Maybe that time you've been spending on Sunday to watch football, you can go out and volunteer. Or you can read. Or from 12 to 2 p.m., you can listen to the Gregory Neesmith Show. I couldn't resist saying that. If you have some extra time on your Sundays not watching football, might as well hang out with the underdog. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.